This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Well, apparently, comedian Jon Stewart was NBC's number one choice to become the new host of its news program, Meet the Press. Is this a forward-thinking, Jasmine, or is this a sad commentary on the state of the news industry today?
I'm going to go with the second one. I think it's an interesting choice for someone who's supposed to be a full-time journalist, and they're supposed to be leading the Meet the Press show, and then you are going to ask Jon Stewart to come in. I think the only pull there, well, there are a couple, but number one, he does really well with the millennial generation, and he does just really well on with ratings, period, for his show, The Daily Show. I also think that he is a great interviewer, but he pulls no punches in his interviews, and I think that is something that a lot of people like to see because they're not getting it out of journalists anymore. I don't think we're seeing that.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. I think the other thing is you have to wonder, his program is on Comedy Central, I think. He is allowed to say whatever he wants. I can't even imagine what he might say in some of these straight Meet the Press venues where he's got, you know, somebody up there who's not answering questions. I mean, he's allowed to say anything, obscenities, you know, et cetera. I don't see the network would allow that to happen. And so toning down Jon Stewart is probably it's defanging Jon Stewart. And I'm not sure that would be of value. But I do understand why they would look at this. Like you said, he's very popular. The ratings would go right now. When's the last time you watched Meet the Press?
Not in a very long time.
Me either. Rich?
Not in a long time. And part of that would be, and you know, we agree that he's popular with a younger demographic. Well, The Daily Show is on in Central Time at 10 at night. Mm-hmm. Meet the Press is on sometime on Sunday morning. I don't even know what time. Is he going to draw that younger demographic on a Sunday morning?
I doubt it.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
It does show you the state of the news media. And it brings to mind something that Walter Cronkite once said, which was the role of the journalist is to give people the news that they ought to know, not what they want to know. And I think sometimes we've forgotten that. And I'm not saying – I mean, there's a certain arrogance in that statement, certainly, like who decides who ought to know or what we ought to know. But there was a time when journalists were trained in what is newsworthy, what is news. I mean, Cronkite worked for the wire services and then went into television. And see where now – part of it is just the nature of a lot of television. You put the pretty faces on. They're not necessarily the best journalists, but they're the prettiest ones. You know, sometimes I watch Fox and I think you have to be blonde, female, and about 30 to get a job there.
and own a lot of hairspray.
Yeah. And so I do think we've kind of moved away from this notion of what Cronkite is talking about to, you know, an era of where it really is more showbiz.
Yeah, the substance.
You're the television person. Do you see this?
Oh, well, you know, I watch a lot of CNN, and I noticed when Ebola finally came here to the U.S., they had obviously breaking news, Ebola in the U.S. But then they had the news anchor doing an interview with someone in public health. And she asked them, well, what about the person, you know, they're standing next to someone with Ebola in Walmart. Shouldn't they be worried that they're going to get it? And I thought, shame on you, CNN anchor, because you are totally putting out misinformation right now. Mm-hmm. Where is your producer behind the scenes doing the information about how you contract the virus? How are you asking that kind of question?
Unless you're French kissing the person in line in Walmart, you're not going to get it.
Yeah. It's, how you contract the virus is very similar to how you would even get HIV, mm-hmm. you know? And I know there was a lot of speculation back in the 80s about how do you get HIV and be very mm-hmm. careful. Well, this is the same kind of thing we're looking at Ebola, too.
True.
And I think it's sensational. And I think it's doing a disservice to journalists everywhere, and it makes us look bad.
Sure, and I think you're right. I mean, there is this perception that you just have to be in the vicinity of someone who is contagious. And, of course, you know, the reality is if a person has Ebola, they're not contagious until the fever starts and they're starting to display some kind of, you know, the sweating, et cetera. which is why nobody on that airplane when the fellow flew to Dallas got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to touch them. There has to be some kind of contact with bodily fluids.
Right.
And, you know, in Walmart, I know I'm not touching a lot of people in Walmart. I don't know about other people. So it's not really a place where you're going to get it.
No, you're not going to be getting it from someone next to you in the checkout line.
Right.
I mean, and that's the thing that I'm seeing more and more of the sensationalism.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting out there, and it's becoming, I guess, something that's more almost standard in the industry now, especially the cable news channels.
Well, yeah. And this gets back to the beginning of our discussion here about Jon Stewart. Mm-hmm. Why is a comedian so well-read and able to conduct such interesting interviews, and we're not getting that from trained journalists, especially on television?
Well, the same thing with George Carlin. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a very smart man.
Oh, sure. And an insightful mm-hmm. Observer of the human condition.
Yeah.
But that didn't make him a newsman.
Right. Didn't make him news. And it doesn't make Jon Stewart a newsman either.
And to Stewart's credit, he always says that. I am a comedian first. Who happens to do a show that makes fun of the news.
Mm-hmm.
He never says I'm, you know, he doesn't
right.
pretend. Not even in fake pretend like Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is what he is. And I'm sure that when he got this offer, his first thought is, you've got to be kidding.
Oh, yeah. He ultimately totally turned it down. And NBC was definitely courting him and almost offering him anything he wanted. And he still turned them down. And that shows a lot of credit to him, too, saying, you know, that's not the job I want. Thanks,
sure.
but no thanks.
But again, why aren't these high-profile news journalists, especially on television, able to conduct as probing of interviews as comedian Jon Stewart?
I think they're afraid to ask the hard questions. And I sometimes wonder if they know what kind of questions to ask in the first place. I don't think people are as well-read as they should be, especially I mean, I've seen it out there, and I'm not going to call names, but I have seen people who really shouldn't have those positions having them in front of that camera and sometimes in front of the microphone in general. I mean, there are people who are getting the jobs, and not because they were the best person. They were not the most qualified. Rich, we've done a shop talk in the past about, I think, a California lawsuit where a meteorologist sued a company for not getting a job because they hired someone who I think was female and was definitely underqualified for the position, and he was very qualified for the position. But I think the judge ended up saying that it was a casting decision.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
it
was a casting decision that they were making, so he could not sue this company.
Not a journalism decision. It was a casting decision.
And that's what we're seeing.
And, I think and that's true in any level of particularly on television, on news, where it's about appearance. It's about how you come across. It's about ratings. I think the only thing that I suspect that NBC was also looking at is I've seen some surveys that show that Jon Stewart is actually more trusted
mm-hmm.
than network news, which is another sad reflection of the state of news on TV today.
He asks the tough questions, and it's not the journalists asking the tough questions. And I also think people like Jon Stewart in The Daily Show because he holds the media to the fire.
He holds everybody to the fire.
Yeah, he holds everyone.
And he's kind of an equal opportunity offender when it comes to making sure that you're going to tell the truth.
All right. Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.